Wavesound Audiobooks presents Rattled by Ellis Gunn, narrated by Ellis Gunn. This memoir is a reflection on personal experiences in my recent and more distant past. While I have done my best to represent these experiences accurately, the memories are my own and others may remember things differently. I have used pseudonyms and changed some characteristics to protect privacy. Where necessary, to improve narrative flow, I have also condensed events and recreated dialogue. Why this book? There are so many reasons not to write this book. In writing this, I'm putting myself in danger. In writing this, I'm revealing things about myself I'd rather nobody knew to anyone who cares to listen. I've questioned my motives and my sanity 100 times. What is it for, this book? Why am I putting myself through it? I'd like to say it's all about wanting to help others, but it's more selfish than that. Maybe it's partly about sharing experiences and making connections that resonate with the world, but I think it's mostly a desire to come to some kind of peace with those experiences, to understand them more fully. We are collectors not of memories so much as those memories' shadows, so that we might recover through their nurturing darkness the hidden meaning of our lives, says Philip Graham. The task of the memoirist is not only to reveal the shadow in isolation, but to find the hidden larger structure. Thoreau, famously quoted by Annie Dillard, puts it another way. Know your own bone. Gnaw at it. Bury it. Unearth it and gnaw at it still. While I was writing this book, my own bone terrified me, but I couldn't leave it alone. I was constantly drawn back to the dark soil it was buried in, scrabbling in the earth until I had it once again between my teeth. At my lowest point, when fear slopped around in the bowl of my stomach, and I came closest to abandoning the book and leaving the bone buried safely out of sight, I came across the old English folktale, Mr. Fox. It's the story of a young woman, Lady Mary, who has 2 brothers and more lovers than she can count. Her favourite lover is the gallant Mr. Fox, and eventually the 2 decide to get married. Mary asks Mr. Fox where they will live, and he describes his enormous castle and where it is, but for some mysterious reason he won't take her to see it. Mary decides to go look for herself, and after traipsing across the countryside for yumty-tum days, lo and behold, the castle in all its glory, just as Mr. Fox described it. Its walls are high, its moat is deep, but above the gate is a most peculiar motto.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?